Hello again, and welcome to the October Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. My name is Marv Pikla, and it is my monthly honor and privilege to share fun learning moments, thoughts, and ideas with you. It's easy to select topics from the different areas of communication and leadership, professional development, of course, my favorite, the world of innovation. And I try real hard to fit my comments into that self-imposed 5-minute time slot, but rarely do I wander too far off into my short attention span limit, okay? So this month, I want to get right to it and talk about workplace culture. Yeah, workplace culture. But first, I have to admit that during the majority of my director day job time years ago, I did not hear about nor find myself in a discussion about workplace culture. Really, it wasn't until I began my role as a consultant did I become aware of the meaning and high value connected with having a solid, progressive workplace culture. And then, as I grew into my adjunct faculty role, I started to think about culture and the political culture when we talked about things in my American government and politics class and how important it is as we considered the country's political culture and its impact on all of us as U.S. citizens. So let me ask, what would you say your organization or company's culture, workplace culture is? What's it like? Is it communication open? Is it creative, progressive, fun, high energy? Or is it kind of in a state of disarray or overwhelming? Maybe secretive, tense, maintenance-driven, and leadership-less? I've been very lucky in my consultant role to have the opportunity to discuss workplace culture with so many leaders and staffs. And even when culture isn't and wasn't supposed to be the principal topic, its value and impact, you know, brings it up to the surface when you want to talk about quality and on-time things. It just seems like the right issue to discuss. Okay, so now we know and understand that a great workplace culture is critical. But what can we do to maybe make it an important piece of our continuous improvement track for our organization? Well, let's start with a positive workplace culture. The development, it starts at the top. Agency business leaders need to set a very high standard in this area. How high? Well, consider how people remember you and how they talk about you and doing business with your organization. Would their conversation have a friendly tone as they talked about you? Would they speak with pride and authenticity? Or would it be kind of hesitant and cautious? Yes, you really do only have one chance to make a good first impression, but you have days and weeks and months and years to make that great one. Next, think about promoting a sense of urgency in productivity and service delivery. There is nothing better than a customer feeling appreciated and important to help build and reinforce the high value of a progressive workplace culture in your group, okay? And lastly, it may sound a little corny or old-fashioned, but I believe there's nothing that beats having a workplace culture that has a family feel to it. You know what I mean. Caring, sharing, helping one another because it is important. Not that it is a requirement of the job, but because it's important. Okay? I've worked with many groups where money was not the biggest issue in their workplace. Instead, it was that family feel. Well, again, our time has kind of really, flew past. But remember that workplace culture is a huge asset in everyone's company. And although building it starts with the leadership at the top, a great workplace culture is really everybody's job. So remember, try and be an ambassador for hyping a great workplace culture. And second, understand that quality and on-time product and service delivery, they really do matter with that culture. Operate with a continual sense of urgency because it's important to get the job done and get it done right. And finally, remember that maybe maintaining a family feel inside and outside of your organization will pay you back and make sure that everybody knows that you got a fine, progressive workplace culture going on in your place. Okay? Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you've maybe grabbed an idea or two from this podcast, and we'll talk more next month.